And they put this lead in between their legs, and they tie your legs together. So when you go on the stretcher and it's at a tilt, and they gave the blessings in the sermon for them, then they let them slip into the water, and the lead carries them to the bottom of the sea, your bottom as far as it. And that was a sad thing to watch. But they had our respect for that. And I think I had the name and stuff on there, who it was for and whatnot. But other than that, that was about the extent of it. It makes you kind of wonder today about it. You know, this colored group people, you know, anymore, why, I've had the white fellas aboard ship wouldn't box any Negroes or anything, you know, and it was segregated and we were that way on the ship. I don't know how it is anymore, and I don't suppose it is, but, when you're sailing and you go across that international late dateline and you get all that heat, man alive, to get the air to the decks below, they had pipes running down there with vents in them. And then the guys got so they'd cut holes in the pipe, you know, and put a block or a piece of paper in between where the wind would blow on them, see, before it get down to the bottoms. And we had a whole bunch of colored fellas aboard one time, and boy, you talk about a sick crew down by that hole, you know, and it was miserable. And then you just take a hose and hose the whole bottom deck out, you know.
And they're down below?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Down below the water line, see, but that's where we carried a lot of them. And the cooks topside had quarters right back of our galley, and that way I got to see a few of them, you know. And like I say, I never had any trouble with any of them, because I'd been raised amongst the Japanese down in Haver, Yoshikado, and all of those guys, and Haradas, and all the Italians, and it was amazing that when you come here, you go in the south. At that time, it still didn't make any difference in Billings, you know. But God, when I was aboard ship, you didn't have nothing to do with any of them, except there was a couple of us dead on my watch, you know, and they would want to listen to the music and stuff, you know, and I would make it so they could hear it, and things, you know, but it, just little things that pop up now and then you think about, but it was a good training for me, I'll tell you for sure. And when I came back, I have relatives. My brother's daughter is a friend of ours, and we have no animosity between us now. You know, they talk to us, and they have their church, and we have ours, and it's loosened quite a bit of stress between the families, I think. And you pick your own religion, and if you live by it, why, that's the best. And I know that Harry, he was he done an awful lot in the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the girl, why, she's the same way. And one of those things that this year's that the one you're taking?
Yep.
If there's anything else you need or think you might want to ask me, go right ahead.
What do you think of war movies?
What?
The war movies. What Hollywood makes movies about the war.
Yeah, they can pull a lot of tricks, can't they? Yeah. If they had the actual movies of some of the stuff that went on, it'd be all right, I guess. But the junk that they have and add in them is atrocious, you know. This Iraq war, it just bothers me. And I don't know, the people have, it's a different life anymore. You know, things that people have got here, we never even heard of. If anybody ever told me that they had, your sister, for instance, had that camera, you know, why, Lord, we had a box camera and snap it, you know, if we were allowed to use it, you know, and terrible. But I come from a very family that was very conservative. We didn't even have an inside toilet when I went into service, so we didn't.
Wow.
And there were so many things that we didn't have that today seems Sandy, I get quite a kick out of her, you know. Now, like these TVs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is digital, see. And look at your mother, you know. you ride with the tide, I guess, so to speak. But I've run across a lot of friends of mine that were in the service, and we're all up in our 80s and 90s, and we're trying to get our pension from them that they promised us, but with this war going on, I don't think we'll ever see any part of it. You know, it's not a pension, it was a they were going to give it each guy a $5,000 bonus,
mm-hmm.
or a raise in their Social Security, and this has been known. I'll get it in here.